Welcome to your Monex USA Daily Market Update for Thursday, February 19, 2026. The U.S. dollar is flexing its strength this morning, trading at its highest level since early February, according to the Bloomberg Dollar Spot Index. This surge comes on the back of two key factors: renewed tensions in the Middle East and better-than-expected domestic data. Just this morning, we saw lower-than-anticipated jobless claims, alongside a stronger-than-expected Philadelphia Fed business outlook. Adding to the momentum, yesterday's release of the Federal Reserve's meeting minutes revealed a near-unanimous agreement among Fed members that there's no need for further interest rate cuts at this time. However, geopolitics are keeping markets on edge. Stock exchanges are seeing losses, futures are down, and the risk of armed conflict is weighing heavily on investor sentiment. Oil prices are fluctuating wildly, with Brent crude currently at $71 per barrel and West Texas Intermediate at $66 per barrel. While European stocks recently hit record highs, the negativity surrounding the tech sector has now crossed the Atlantic, with many companies seeing red. Despite the grim headlines, there's still hope for de-escalation. Some analysts believe we're witnessing a case of escalate to de-escalate, as a potential deal between the U.S. and Iran could prevent further aggression. Meanwhile, emerging market currencies are under pressure. After hitting their highest levels in over a week, the MSCI Emerging Market Currency Index has pulled back. As we approach the end of the week, all eyes will be on key economic data points, including personal consumption expenditures, fourth quarter gross domestic product, and the University of Michigan Consumer Sentiment Survey, all set to be released Friday morning. Here's what to watch for this week. Banxico minutes at 10 a.m. today. U.S. GDP, PCE, and consumer sentiment data, all dropping tomorrow at 8:30 a.m. Now, let's take a closer look at some key currencies. Starting with the Mexican peso, it's trading at its weakest level since early February. With little domestic data to move the needle, peso participants are focused on Banxico's minutes from their last meeting 2 weeks ago. At that meeting, Banxico decided to keep rates unchanged after a series of rate cuts last year. This decision has bolstered the peso's appeal as a carry trade currency, with the peso up by 4.2% so far this year. Turning to the Japanese yen, it's down slightly, marking its weakest point against the dollar in 10 days. This comes after a recent streak of strengthening, during which the yen gained as much as 2.8% since the end of January. The yen's movements have been driven by political consolidation and an economy stuck in stagflation, high inflation paired with stagnating growth. The Bank of Japan is grappling with stubborn inflation that's weighing on consumption, while also addressing concerns over the yen's weakening. So far in 2026, the yen has appreciated by just around 1%. That's it for today's daily market update from Monex USA. Thanks for tuning in, and we'll be back tomorrow with more insights to keep you informed and ahead of the curve. Disclaimer: this podcast is for informational purposes only and does not constitute financial advice. Please consult with a professional for specific investment decisions.